Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 7, 1806. Bratton gets a massage. Another entry written by Lewis and copied with editing by Clark. Time is dragging on for the Corps, and the journals are mostly filled with descriptions of the wildlife in the area. It seems that the captains sometimes make mistakes in identifying the various species. These have been corrected over the last two centuries by zoologists and ornithologists. Today, Clark writes,
"The wind's so high that Commowell did not leave us until late this evening. Drewyer and Labiche returned at sunset, having killed one elk only. They report that there are some scattering of male elk in the neighborhood of the place they killed this one, or about 5 miles up the Nettle River on the west side. Bratton much worse. Today he complains of a violent pain in the small of his back, and is unable, in consequence of it, to set up. We gave him one of our flannel shirts. I applied a bandage of flannel to the part and rubbed it well with some volatile liniment, which was prepared with spirits of wine, camphor, sestiel soap, and a little laudanum. He felt himself better in the evening, at which time I repeated the liniment and bathed his feet to restore circulation, which he complained of in that part. There are two species of loons. First, the speckled loon found on every part of the river's quarter. They are the same size, color, and form with those of the Ohio and Atlantic coasts. The second species we first met with at the Great Falls of the Columbia and from thence down. This bird is not more than half the size of the speckled loon. Its neck is long, slender, and white in front. The color of the body and back of the neck and head are of a dun or ash color. The breast and belly are white. The back is like that of the speckled loon, and like them cannot fly, but flutters along the top of the water or dives for security when pursued. Captain William Clark, March 7, 1806.
The liniment used on Bratton most likely was prepared by Lewis. The spirits of wine was alcohol, and the sestiel soap was castile or green soap. The description of the variation of the Arctic loon is quite accurate. The second loon described, however, is not a loon at all, but rather the western grebe, Echemophorus occidentalis. This species is very common in the area today, and a pleasure to watch as it dives and reappears quite a few yards distant. Lewis was mistaken about their inability to fly. Tomorrow, the reappearing elk.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.